Mark, thanks for joining us. Football can be a harsh mistress at times, can't it? Does that feel like a bitter pill to swallow?
It can. There's nothing in the game, really, between the two teams. I think we've defended pretty well. They've defended pretty well. Restricted the play to sort of middle third of the pitch, really. Like a little bit more incident in their penalty area, but in fairness, we've hit the bar. We've had some good attempts on goal. We've scored a goal from a corner. We've done okay, and then really it's come down to defending across in the final 5 minutes of the game, which is disappointing. Hakeeb gets tight to his man, they don't get the cross in. Once it's beaten him, we've got to defend it better in the middle of the pitch, and then Vincenzi's goal side of our defenders, and whether it hits him or whether it's one of our defenders trying to recover back in, I don't know. But then the game got stretched, by that point, and Just disappointed, really, because we've done okay in the game. They're a good side. Rochdale are a good side. And again, we've come up short. That's the annoying thing, and it's annoying. It's starting to get on my nerves. I'm sure it's getting on other people's nerves, but we've got to have that bit more of a ruthless streak.
So is the overriding feeling it's about taking chances and stopping chances?
Well, it's stopping crosses. It's just doing the right things. And you talk about fine margins. That's a fine margin, and a fine margin, but it's something that you can stop. It's too easy. It's just too easy. And having put all the work in, because they've worked the socks off, they've worked really hard to restrict them. You can see they play in a controlled way. They try and find pockets of space. They try and play in a similar way to ourselves, and they do it pretty well. They'd had energy from the middle of the pitch and stretched us at times, but we dealt with it. From our perspective, from a positive point of view, we've got Nessie's played a full game, and I saw you tweet the other day, but it was good to get him on the pitch and get him through to nearly the end of the game. But like I say, I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed for them, but I'm disappointed with them in certain areas, because we've got to be better. They've got to be better than that. They've got to learn from it, because we've had four away games now, and we've not won away from home, and that's disappointing. If you can't win, you get a point. We've got to learn that pretty quickly. But like I say, we've done a lot of things right, and it's difficult to take. It really is difficult to take at the moment, because we definitely deserve something from that game.
Okay. I'll ask you about Jamie Ness. Some fans might not have seen the tweet. The understanding was that he was certainly a big doubt for the game with a calf strain. I know Ned said that he did have a calf injury. How close was he to not making it? He got 90 minutes.
Yeah, he was nearly. He was fine. He was fine. It was just interesting to see the tweet.
Was he a doubt?
No, not really. No, he was okay. I mean, obviously, with him being out for a while prior to that, he's worked hard to get his recovery back in, and again worked hard this week with the physios, and because of fatigue in the muscle, you've got to make sure that you don't do anything during the week and a lead up to a game. So he was fine. He was fine for the game, and I'm pleased that he got that time under his belt. And there was one or two things that he did that were really good, and one or two things that didn't quite come off, but they'll come off once he gets a little bit sharper.
You talk about the first half, limited chances, but it could have been a great start after 35 seconds, couldn't it?
We started the game off both halves pretty well, I thought, and the second half even better than the first, because of the chance that we had down the left-hand side. Ball comes in, Paddy's in at the far stick, and he just hits the bar and it comes out. And those, again, you talk about fine margins, we've done really well to open them up, and we know we've got some good players in the team, and I think Bishop's been fantastic again. I think he was all action.
How close was he to getting a second yellow, though? Was he a virgin?
I think with the first one, if you look at the first one, the second one was a yellow card. The first one wasn't. Maybe he's made up for that, because I don't think the first one was a yellow card. But he's got one or two things wrong. He's got one or two things right. But some easy sort of he's given soft yellows. That's for sure. But like I say, we'll got to dust ourselves down and get on with things and prepare for the game next week away at Southend. And can we get our first away win there? I'll settle for a performance similar to that to this one. We've worked pretty hard. It's just that last little bit where we've got to stop the crosses coming into our box when the game gets stretched, and we come out with a point at least.
How do you address those?
That's personnel. That's within. That's desire to go and close down. That's getting the nastiness and a a real aggressive frame of mind. We were like that last week. There was no way they were coming through us last week, and we've got to maintain that away from home as well as at home. But like I say, we can't be too down about it, although it feels not great at the moment. We can't be too down about it. We've got to bounce back from that and get that win next week if we can.
If it is personnel, do you look to make changes?
Well, we did make changes. So, you know, when that goal came in, we'd made some substitutions. Substitutes have got to be, Hakeem's young. You know, we know he can be a good player. We know he can do that. And it's unfair to sort of to heap any blame on him, because there was a lot of other things that happened where we could have been a little bit higher on the pitch. We could have got out and stopped that cross. We could have then, once the ball comes in, we could then compete a little bit better in the middle, and then we're not back in and goal side of Vincenzi, who ends up, I think, getting the final touch. But, you know, like I say, that's the disappointing bit, because that sees you through to a point.
Okay. You expecting to do any loan business in the next week?
Yeah, I'm expecting to do something early part of next week, hopefully. Just feel we need to have a little bit of a lift. And if I can get, like I say, if I can get one over the line, then that'll be great for us, because he gives us cover in a number of positions. But you know, that'll remain under wraps until next week.
Okay, is that midfield cover?
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, I think we could do with a little bit. But like I say, with Dawson being out and Nessie being only just coming back, you know, we need something there that we can maybe protect. To try and get them through, so as we can get the 30 odd games or 40 games out of them that we're going
to
need.
I have to ask, who is it?
Yeah, you can ask. It'll stay under wraps until next week. I'll let you know next week.
Okay. And Andy Boyce's loan, is it due up at Hartlepool? Is that getting extended?
That's towards the end of the week, I think. Not spoken about it yet.
You expect it to?
I don't know yet. I've not spoken to them about it. I don't know what they want to do or what they require. I think I've spoken to Ronnie once or twice about something else, but. Not about Boyce, although they think he's done okay. So, you know, we'll wait and see, and obviously react to that when that comes through.
Okay. Will anyone else go out this week? Any inquiries?
No inquiries for ours, but we are, like I say, we're looking to do something with somebody coming in.